In the Half Light, Immersive Clarinets is the name of a concert which is being presented at Mission to Seafarers in Melbourne's Docklands. Aviva Endine is the clarinetist, and the audience, I guess, are the ones who are being immersed. We'll find out about it in a moment. It started last night and it runs for the next two nights, but here to play for us is Aviva Endine, and she's playing a piece of her own devising for Viv. That's music by Aviva Endine, played by Aviva Endine on a bass clarinet. The piece is called For Viv. Thank you very much, Aviva. Can you tell us who Viv is?
He was my father.
Right. And the piece is, when you say it's for him, is it simply dedicated to him, or is there something of your father in the piece, would you say?
A bit of both, I would say. I actually wrote it in the year that he died, a few years ago. And he was a great lover of music, but not a musician himself. And I have, you know, endless memories of him just absolutely delighted after my performances. I'd say he was probably my biggest fan. And he would always exclaim after my performances, "Wow, you must just have the most amazing breathing," which I always just thought was such a silly comment, you know, especially considering that that's something that I really struggled with as a young clarinetist. So I always thought that was quite beautiful. And then when he actually died, it was due to a sort of unexpected death from an operation, and he sort of couldn't exhale properly, so he ended up essentially being killed by his own breath. So it was sort of something about this relationship.
Yes, and that's why there is some circular breathing in the piece.
Yeah, it's kind of got this suffocated feeling through that, you know, endless continuation of this sort of strange chord progression that then sort of mutates with sort of microtonal, you know, possibilities of the bass clarinet.
It's very beautiful, I must say. I liked it very much, and it sounds a bit like a sort of baritone magpie.
That's a nice take on it.
Let's talk about, actually, before we talk about this performance that you're doing at the moment, I was interested to ask you about intimate sound immersion, because This is an unusual way of performing. Can you tell our listeners?
Yes. So my intimate sound immersion was a piece that I developed last year. And I've got to say it was actually one of my favourite things I've ever done. It was a performance that I developed for one audience member at a time. So, you know, it sort of took a fairly adventurous audience member to take part in such a thing. But essentially they came into a room and they would be blindfolded and they were sat in a chair in front of me, and I performed for them sounds, incredibly miniature sounds, very, very close to their ears, so that you sort of got this heightened stereo effect of your own head, well, more than stereo, really. So I was playing all around with this sort of spatial awareness, using, you know, small everyday objects, pieces of card and little music boxes and bells kind of triggered remotely around the room, as well as, you know, just things like putting your hands on somebody's ears until they sort of start to hear the sound of their own body. So I did that, and I also played a little bit of bass clarinet. And it's sort of, in a way, it's related to this show I have coming up about sort of trying to give the audience something of the experience of what it is to really make sound, so that they become incredibly intimate with the sound of your instrument, almost as intimate as you are yourself as a performer.
Yeah, because that's something, of course, that listeners don't get, isn't it? I mean, I suppose in a way you get it more in listening to a recording, perhaps. And certainly, you know, listening as I am now on headphones, because we're in different cities and we're talking to each other via headphones. I mean, listening to that piece on headphones, I felt very close to it. But normally if you're in a concert hall, I mean, it's miles away, the sound.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of this music that's being written, especially for the clarinet in the, you know, current times, it is working with these really miniature sounds and these very fragile sort of harmonic possibilities of the instrument. And I actually don't believe that they translate so well to the concert hall in a conventional sense.
So do you use amplification a lot?
That's not my preferred method.
No, your method is obviously one-on-one.
My preferred, I do love one-on-one. I'm really trying to look for ways to change the concert experience so that it's a bit more accessible to people who aren't necessarily musicians or who haven't been brought up in this sort of concert-going culture. And so, like, this concert that I'm presenting this weekend is in a really incredible space. It's the Norla Dome at the Mission to Seafarers in Melbourne, which in itself is an incredible building, but this domed room is incredible, one for its acoustics, but also for its architecture. But the sound in there, it really just makes the slightest breathy sound, beautiful harmonic trills, just become this really all-encompassing kind of sound. You really feel like you're being bathed in it. And it also creates some interesting sort of psychoacoustic effects where you feel as though different pitches are coming from different parts of the room. So there's this kind of really immersive quality to the sound without any amplification.
Yes, I see. So you just chose the right room to work in. In other words, it gives you what you want.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really enjoying playing in there, and I look forward to sharing that with audiences over the next few nights and seeing what they see.
What's tell us, is there something in the choice of the pieces then that kind of brings out these qualities? Did you select the music knowing that you were in this room?
I had actually had the idea for this program before I found the space, and I was absolutely delighted when I found it. But there is something that links the music in that it's all music that somehow sort of dealing, at least to me, with this element of illusion or the magical quality of sound, something about resonance and, you know, harmonics that I think lends itself really well to a room like that. But the title of the program as well is In the Half Light, and it is something about this kind of special element of a particular kind of light where it seems as though magical things are more possible, this kind of evening time where it almost feels as though you absorb experiences and sensations in a more heightened way.
The witching hour.
You could say that.
Tell us about the Hermaphrodite.
Oh, well, this is one of my favourite pieces for the bass clarinet. I discovered it when I was having some lessons with Harry Sparmanay, amongst others, in Europe. But I find that it's still really not played as frequently as you would think of what I think of as a pretty much masterpiece of bass clarinet writing. It's written by Claudio Ambrosini, who is a Venetian composer. And for me, I really feel as though he's evoking these images of Venice perhaps also at this magical time of evening where, you know, images are sort of distorted a little by light and perhaps reflected through the water of the canals. And it's just very evocative, very dreamlike, and it really exploits all of my favourite parts of the instrument.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed, Aviva, for coming in to talk about this program. It opened last night and it continues for two more nights. And as Aviva said, it's at the Norla Dome at the Mission to Seafarers in Docklands in Melbourne, in Flinders Street, actually. And now we're going to hear an extract from Claudio Ambrosini's The Hermaphrodite. It's music by Claudio Ambrosini, part of his piece, The Hermaphrodite, and it was played on bass clarinet by Aviva Endine, and she'll be playing it again tonight and tomorrow night at the Norla Dome in the historic Mission to Seafarers building in Docklands. That's part of a series of concerts, actually, of solo concerts put on by Astra. Concerts this year. Previous concerts have been played by Erkki Veldheim and Michael Kieran Harvey.